Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It's Paul O'Mahony here, again in my mobile studio, driving from Cork in Ireland to Shannon Airport. And this is a short program this morning devoted to the question of community radio. And, oh, what started me off about this was that I wish I had a slot on a live radio program, a live radio show, for one particular reason. Why would I like it? Well, let me tell you a story. Background to this is that Jane Boyd, over in Vancouver in Canada, a couple of years ago was going to a conference. Now, she had loads of notice. She'd been planning to go to the conference for months. Other people were going to the same conference, and she knew a lot of people going to that conference. And about a week before going to the conference, she made a podcast. And in her podcast, she described how she was getting ready for going to the conference. And at the end of the podcast, she said, I hope other people will do the same, will share how they're preparing for the conference, which was called SOBCON, S-O-B-C-O-N. It was in Chicago. I'm talking about May 2012. So Jane Boyd did something which could have resulted in something fascinating, something very attractive. It could have resulted in a sharing of, you know, how all the people, or a number of the people going to SOBCON were preparing, and you can be absolutely sure that there would have been a lot of people curious about that. There would have been a lot of people who would have tuned into that before they got to SOBCON, and there would have been a lot of people who couldn't go to SOBCON who would have tuned into it in order to find out how were these different personalities, men, women, very experienced, perhaps not so experienced in the world of business, how were they all preparing for the conference? And in a way, that's what it's like this morning for me here. I'm going to an event. It'll start at 11 o'clock this morning. And if I had a live radio station this morning, or a live radio program this morning, and I was in touch with other people going to the same event, I could be making this audio booth describing how I was getting ready for the event, or the conference, or for the activity that I'm going to be doing this morning. And even people who are coming on it, on the, I'll call it, for want of another term, the workshop that I'm going to be doing today with other people, leading, if you like, they would be interested. Bernie Goldbach does this in the sense that he's running a course, and he says on air, this is what I'll be covering on the course. Now, when I was a student, no lecturer or teacher in any way ever told me in advance how they were preparing to deliver their lecture. And if they had, I would have been very curious. And I think that, if anything, people have got more and more curious now, because as soon as they find out that it is possible to get information about what's going on behind the scenes, they want it. They want it. You just have to think about DVDs of films and TV series which have a special kind of slot which says how the show was made. This morning, if I had a live radio station, or if this was had a feed-in to a live radio station from this studio, people like Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, people like James Corbett, Aeropreneur on Twitter, people like Pat Carroll, Pat Carroll Touch on Twitter, people like Patrick Stack, Destack, S-D-A-I-C, on Twitter. I mean, just to name the tiniest tip of the iceberg, those people would be able, in their car, to listen to how I was preparing for it. So that's the world that is to come. That's the world that is to come. I don't know how this new world that's emerging is going to come out of the old. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know whether Mark Rock's new company, the ADO Corporation, is going to work. Whether, I don't even know if that's going to help in respect of this. But live radio feed, or feed in to live radio, linking people who are doing something with other people who are doing the same thing, is a winner, I think. And to sum it, it's a winner because we're all curious to know how other people are preparing for what we're also preparing for. And secondly, those of us who are jealous, like I was in 2012, jealous of those going to subpar, by that I mean greatly admiring and wishing I could join them, those who are going to subpar. That's your listenership. That is your listenership. That is your core listenership. And then there are people who stumble across it by accident and say, oh my God, that sounds very interesting. What the hell is that about? Let me find out more. But there is already a core audience waiting to be served. And I'm not serving it this morning. Because by the time this audio bill goes up, it'll be after the event. You know, who's interested in how you're prepared after an event? Not half as much as you are when you're doing the preparation yourself. But at least it will be there. At least it'll be there to remind me, perhaps anyone who listened to it, of the potential that is to come. Thank you very much for listening. It's Paul Omani on his way to the Young Irish Technology Leadership Group. Yes, that's Irish Technology Leadership Group in Shannon Airport today. Working for Bernie Goldbach, working for Limerick Institute of Technology. Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. You can find me on Twitter at OmaniBlog. You can find my website by typing in changeagents.ie. And have a really superb day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye for now.